It's The Record from KUOW. Our phone number, 206-543-9595. I'm Marcy Silman.
And I'm Arwin Nix. Writer Teju Cole doesn't like to be constrained by labels. The Nigerian-American author writes fiction, but he avoids traditional plot lines. Instead, his protagonists wander the streets of cities, noting their observations and thoughts. Cole also plays with how his stories are published. He incorporates photographs with his prose, and he's published stories directly to Twitter in 140-character increments. Teju Cole talked about his new book, Every Day is for the Thief, with our colleague Steve Scher. In this book, he brings his unnamed protagonist to the streets of Lagos, Nigeria. The character has returned after many years away and finds the city both delightful and frightening.
It's a book about a person who loves a place and is disappointed in it, and is trying to make sense of that.
I like that. A tough place can be places of delight and energy, also places of fear for some people, but I don't get as much fear in the stories the protagonist is telling. But was there fear?
That's interesting, because I suppose everyone reads it in different ways. Somebody had read this book and said, wow, you know what? You describe Lagos real well. I have no interest in ever going there. But I've also had friends read this book and say, gosh, I just really want to be in that place. It sounds so exciting, and the energy of the place. And I think both of those responses are valid. Do I personally have fear in Lagos? I have some, but it doesn't overwhelm me, and it certainly doesn't keep me from going back again and again. Because in addition to the fear, what you get is you get a sense of the tremendous courage of the people. You get a sense of their tremendous creativity. And for me, as a writer and as a photographer and somebody who just thinks about art, there's just so much material in a place like Lagos as well.
Is it visually interesting? You said as a writer, but is it something that you are continually grabbed by what you're seeing on the street?
I'm grabbed by incident, absolutely so. There's a lot in the interactions of people. There's a lot in the ways that people are kind of tough on each other. It's not the most charming place. And this is not even a question of the wealth or whatever. It's just a certain attitude to architecture and to infrastructure. But it more than makes up for it in terms of how people walk and how the clothes that people wear. The architecture of Lagos is in the clothing of its people, I feel.
Like what? Describe some of the clothing you see.
When people wear Western clothes, it's sort of funky about them, you know? The people wear tailored clothes and with good fits. The African fabrics that the women wear, it's one of those wonderful things that no matter how poor a woman is in Nigeria, she presents herself fabulously, and people take a great deal of pride in flair and in their appearances. It's a perpetual surprise and a pleasure, actually.
Teju Cole is author of Every Day is for the Thief. Corruption, bribery are part of this. The everyday graph, commonplace, people dodging the law.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that the ethos? Maybe ethos might not be the right word, but let's use that. Why is that the ethos of Lagos?
Yeah, it almost is the ethos. You know, I recently said that to err is human, to hustle, Lagosian. There's a sense that it's a place where you can go and make it. And then that leads to, this is a place you can go and make it by any means necessary. And then, you know, sort of desperation has entered the picture when you put it that way. I think people are desperate to do well because there's a lot of poverty around them and they don't want to sink into that poverty. And very often that just means applying a little bit of pressure on your fellow citizen.
How do you see yourself? You visit Lagos regularly. You're born in the U.S. You grew up in Nigeria.
Yeah.
Came back to the U.S. when you were 17. You go back to Lagos a lot. So how do you see yourself? Are you an outsider like your protagonist or something else?
I'm a perpetual insider and outsider. For sure, labels do not interest me that much, but it interests other people. And so my reaction to that is to say, well, most of the labels fit. Some people call me Nigerian. Some people call me American. American Nigerian, Nigerian American, African American, an African, a Black American, an international author. I mean, I don't know sort of what all these things necessarily signify. But, you know, the reality is that one's practice is complicated, and that's fine. That's an okay way to be.
And, of course, that's because the audience is very global for all the works of art these days. It's not,
yeah.
You can't be kind of hedged in by saying, oh, you're a, You're an African writer. We are all speaking to the globe.
That's true. And, you know, every morning I wake up, and before I've ever had my first cup of coffee, I've communicated with people on five continents on Twitter, you know? And that becomes the matrix. That becomes a background against which we must sort of do our work.
Yeah. You are an active tweeter. You published the short story Hefes in tweets, and you published an essay on immigration policy. What do you like about the Twitter platform? What do you like about 140 characters?
Well, I mean, I'm drawn to the limitations of the form because it forced me to be creative. But what I really like about Twitter is that the audience is there. There's this new form of magic where you can broadcast individually to thousands of people at a time. And each person is picking up individually and in many cases instantaneously. And that's kind of a magical thing because now you can bring serious work before this audience. You can respect this audience the same way you would respect a radio audience or an audience in a hall or an audience for a published book. You can respect this audience. You can write good stuff for them and present it to them in an unmediated way. The wonder of that actually strikes me.
I agree. It is a wonder because what we do on radio is still that notion of broadcasting. We hit the individual, but the individual has to choose.
Yeah, I mean, radio is still an amazing thing. I did a radio show a couple of days ago, and I had not sort of sent out word about it or anything, but my sister was driving somewhere early in the morning, and suddenly my voice comes in through the radio, you know? She said she just started flapping her arms. You know, it did something really strange to her to just hear her brother speaking to her through radio. So there's a kind of magic to it, the serendipity of radio. And then Twitter has elements of that, but then elements that are also sort of predictable because you follow who you follow.
Yeah, and so it's good to see them cross-promote in some ways for that very reason.
Mm. Yes.
This book, it was published in 2007 in Nigeria, is that right?
That's right, yes.
You didn't revise this book for this publication, did you?
Only slightly. There were maybe two or three additional pages, and there are new photographs, but it's the same book.
Yeah, I like the photographs. The photographs, many of them are through screens, through windows that are covered in rain. There's shadows and screens and pictures behind them. What were you saying with that?
Well, I've always sort of loved photography's ability to capture mood. And this is a book about memory and about the impossibility of going back and capturing what really was. So one of the things I've said about these photos is that they are kind of slant rhymes to the text. They answer to it, but not exactly. I mean, I sometimes think to myself, somebody's reading this book, they read the text, it's based on memory, it's a bit cranky, and then they look at the photos, which are very still and very calm and a little bit mysterious. And I just hope that there is something interesting that happens to the reader who encounters these photos. It's kind of strange having photos in a work of fiction anyway.
Yeah, very much so. This book, would it be different if you were writing it today?
It would be different, and so I'm glad I wrote it already.
How come?
Because I like the directness of it. I like the fragmented feeling. I like the unfiltered emotion of it. My language would not be so different, but in terms of sort of the emotion, I like the rawness of this narrator's response. And he sort of put things out there that perhaps I would be more guarded about now. I don't know. I mean, in 7 or 8 years, one does learn other things, not better or worse, but, you know, it's like this is the early album. Everything I knew about making literature up to that point, I put into this book.
That was writer Teju Cole talking about his book, Every Day is for the Thief. Teju Cole speaks tonight at Elliott Bay Bookstore on Capitol Hill at 7 p.m. I'm Arwen Nix with Marcy Silman, and this is The Record.